Welcome to Condor Currents. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing, and this is your source for the latest in computer architecture and processor design. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing High Performance RISC-V Processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V Processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're diving into some fascinating research on RISC-V vector extensions and AI performance benchmarking. Plus, we'll cover some major news about RISC-V market penetration and NVIDIA's new CUDA support. It's an exciting time in the architecture world, so let's jump right in. Our first paper comes from the archive preprint server titled Enabling RISC-V Vector Code Generation in MLIR through Custom XDSL Lowerings by Jay Lay, Hector Martinez, and colleagues. This work tackles a critical gap that's been holding back RISC-V adoption in high-performance computing. Think of it this way. Imagine you're a brilliant architect who designs beautiful blueprints, but there's no reliable way to translate those blueprints into actual construction instructions. That's essentially the problem these researchers are solving for RISC-V vector code. The RISC-V vector extension, or RVV, is incredibly powerful for scientific computing and AI workloads, but current compiler infrastructures struggle to generate optimized RVV code from high-level programming abstractions. The researchers focused on MLIR, which is a compiler infrastructure that's becoming increasingly important in the AI and machine learning space. MLIR lets you work with multiple levels of abstraction, but the problem was getting from those high-level abstractions down to actual RISC-V vector intrinsics that can run efficiently on silicon. Their solution involves custom XDSL lowerings, essentially building specialized translation layers that can map high-level operations to optimized RVV instructions. What makes this particularly exciting is that it opens up the entire MLIR ecosystem to RISC-V processors. When we're designing processors at Condor Computing, we see firsthand how critical it is to have robust compiler support. You can have the most elegant processor design in the world, but if compilers can't generate efficient code for it, you're not going to see adoption. This research directly addresses that challenge and could accelerate RISC-V adoption in scientific computing and AI applications. The implications are huge. Better compiler support means developers can write high-level code and trust that it will compile to efficient RISC-V vector instructions, making RISC-V a more attractive option for performance-critical applications. Our second paper is RADGPerf, an end-to-end benchmarking framework for retrieval augmented generation systems by Xiaobo Li, Yurui Zhou, and colleagues. Now, you might be wondering why we're covering an AI benchmarking paper on an architecture podcast, but stick with me because this has some fascinating implications for processor design. RAG systems, that's retrieval augmented generation, are becoming increasingly important in AI applications. Think of RAG like having a really smart assistant who not only knows a lot of information, but can also quickly look up additional facts from a vast library to give you more accurate and up-to-date answers. The challenge is that RAG systems are incredibly complex from a system architecture perspective. They involve multiple compute-intensive stages, embedding text into vector representations, indexing massive databases, retrieving relevant information, re-ranking results, and finally generating responses. Each of these stages has different computational characteristics and puts different demands on the underlying hardware. What's brilliant about RAGPerf is that it breaks down this complex pipeline into modular components that can be individually profiled and optimized. This is exactly the kind of workload characterization that we need as processor designers. When someone comes to us asking about RISC-V processors for AI applications, we need to understand not just peak throughput numbers, but how different components of the AI pipeline stress different parts of the processor. The embedding and retrieval stages might be memory bandwidth limited, while the generation stage might need high compute throughput. The re-ranking component could benefit from specialized vector operations. By providing this level of granular analysis, RAGPerf gives us the insights we need to design processors that are truly optimized for modern AI workloads. This kind of detailed workload analysis is gold for computer architects because it helps us understand where to focus our optimization efforts in future processor designs. Let's move on to some exciting news from the RISC-V ecosystem. First up, John Petty Research has published analysis on the RISC-V vector extensions for AI. This is particularly timely given the papers we just discussed. John Petty Research is well respected in the graphics and compute analysis space. So their focus on RISC-V vectors signals that the industry is taking notice of RISC-V's potential in AI workloads. The vector extensions we've been talking about aren't just academic curiosities, they're becoming real differentiators in the market. What's fascinating from an architecture perspective is how RISC-V's modular approach allows for customized vector implementations. Unlike monolithic instruction sets where you get everything whether you need it or not, RISC-V lets processor designers pick and choose the vector capabilities that make sense for their target applications. At Condor Computing, working with Andes Technologies RISC-V designs, we see this flexibility as a huge advantage. You can optimize for the specific AI workloads your customers care about, rather than implementing a one-size-fits-all solution. This targeted approach can lead to better performance per watt and more cost-effective solutions. The fact that industry analysts are dedicating research specifically to RISC-V vector extensions for AI shows that we're moving from the interesting technology phase to the real commercial impact phase of RISC-V adoption in AI applications. Our second news story is even more impressive. Tom's Hardware is reporting that RISC-V is set to announce 25% market penetration, which puts the open standard instruction set architecture ahead of schedule. This is absolutely remarkable when you consider that RISC-V was only founded as an open standard about a decade ago. To put this in perspective, we're talking about a quarter of all new processor designs incorporating RISC-V instruction sets. This isn't just happening in niche applications. We're seeing RISC-V adoption across embedded systems, microcontrollers, AI accelerators, and increasingly in high-performance computing applications. What's driving this rapid adoption? It's the combination of open standards, customizability, and growing ecosystem support. Companies don't have to pay licensing fees or worry about vendor lock-in, but they also get the flexibility to customize their implementations for specific workloads. The ecosystem has reached a critical mass where you have robust compiler support, operating system support, and development tools. Andes Technology, our parent company, has been a major driver of this growth with over 12 billion SoCs shipped worldwide. When you have that kind of volume and market presence, it creates a virtuous cycle. More chips in the market means more software support, which drives more adoption, which leads to more chips. This 25% market penetration milestone is validation that RISC-V isn't just an interesting experiment, it's becoming a fundamental part of the semiconductor landscape. Our final news story might be the biggest of all. Minus CUDA platform now supports RISC-V, bringing the open source instruction set to AI platforms alongside x86 and ARM. This is absolutely huge for the RISC-V ecosystem. CUDA has been the dominant parallel computing platform for AI and machine learning for over a decade, and NVIDIA's decision to support RISC-V is a strong signal about where they see the market heading. Think about what this means. Practically, developers who have invested years learning CUDA programming can now target RISC-V processors without having to completely retool their software stack. This removes one of the biggest barriers to RISC-V adoption in AI applications. Previously, you might have had a RISC-V processor that was perfect for your AI workload, but if your software team was already proficient in CUDA, the switching costs were prohibitive. Now that barrier is gone. From NVIDIA's perspective, this makes perfect sense strategically. They're not just a hardware company, they're a platform company. By supporting RISC-V, they ensure that CUDA remains relevant even as processor architectures diversify. And let's be honest, NVIDIA probably sees the writing on the wall. RISC-V adoption is accelerating, and they want to make sure they're positioned to benefit from that growth rather than being left behind. For the broader RISC-V ecosystem, this is validation from one of the most successful companies in computing. When NVIDIA decides your architecture is worth supporting, that sends a powerful message to the rest of the industry about RISC-V's commercial viability and long-term prospects. That wraps up another episode of Condor Currents, where we explored cutting-edge research in RISC-V vector compilation and AI system benchmarking, plus some game-changing news about market adoption and ecosystem support. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, minus part of Andes Technologies RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with the latest in computer architecture and processor design research. Tomorrow, we'll be diving into more fascinating architecture research, so make sure you tune in. Check the show notes for links to all the papers and articles we discussed today. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in silicon.